When the United States entered the First World War, Charlotte Louise Barry Winters was among those ready to serve. She signed up with the Navy and was assigned to do office work. Yesterday, she died at age 109, the last known American woman who served in World War I. She was living in a nursing home near Frederick, Maryland. 6 weeks ago, she was interviewed about her service.
Oh, I always had a lot of feeling for the country. I was working in the Navy.
Charlotte Winters was one of 5 million Americans who served in World War I. In the obituary that ran in the local paper today, friends of Winters say she never understood what all the fuss was about her service during that war 90 years ago. After all, she reasoned, she was just one of more than 11,000 female sailors during the conflict. Last fall, when we presented a story about the last known living veterans of the Great War, 12 of them still survived. Now there are 5. With the help of the Veterans Administration, independent producer Will Everett spent a year trying to find those survivors. He says Charlotte Winters was not listed among them at the time.
She was one of those veterans who came along after I completed my project. There were a few veterans who weren't on the VA's roll of veterans, and she came along after the fact. I wanted to interview her just so that I could have as complete a record as possible for archival purposes.
When Will Everett did hear about Charlotte Winters, he had a photographer friend go to take her picture and capture her voice for him. We learned today that Charlotte Winters helped found one of the first American Legion posts in the country. It was here in Washington, D.C. A Legion spokesman pointed out that since women did not get the right to vote in this country until 1920, Winters could vote for Legion post officer before she could vote as a U.S. citizen. The Legion is arranging for the Navy to provide full military honors for Winters' funeral. The last known female veteran of the First World War, Charlotte Winters, died at age 109 yesterday in Maryland.